to enjoying everyday life.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in our series entitled The Faith Crisis.
Now, one of the things we must learn to do are make natural decisions on spiritual sense. Even saints are influenced by this natural economy. Well, you know, the economy and jobs. God ain't said nothing about that stuff. God cares nothing about what the economy is doing in that sense. Like it's going to slow down his work or it's going to slow him down. No, what it does, it gets saints to getting jittery. And see, there's two major enemies that always try to double team your faith, and that is doubt and fear. Whenever you see Mr. Doubt, you're going to find his brother, Mr. Fear, not far behind. And anywhere where fear is operating, faith is shut down. And so the devil knows if he can shut down your faith, that all that God has already blessed you with cannot come into manifestation, because faith is the evidence. Faith is how you draw it into a manifestation. You know, God has never taught us or never told us to fight the devil. The only fight we are to fight is the fight of faith. Because the enemy always tries to shut down faith. You know, when you move in God, he'll throw some hard balls at you. You know, when they say he'll throw some hard balls at you to try to get you to back off, to get governed by common sense. That's why Paul says to fight the good fight of faith, because there are times you must fight. When we make natural decisions based upon spiritual sense, we are less cognizant of natural feelings. That's one of the benefits of a genuine time of fasting. It quiets your feelings. You can distinguish your feelings from your spirit man. I say you can better distinguish just your feelings, because a lot of people base what they do on their feelings. I don't feel like, or I don't feel. Well, it's not about feeling. That's where waiting on the Lord is so important. Waiting till you get through those feelings. You're not initially moved by feeling. You wait until God speaks. You wait until God comes. The devil came to Jesus right after his fast and praying and began to tempt him. He resisted all those things. And when the devil left him, then the angels came and they strengthened him. So he didn't act on feeling. The devil was after his feelings. You know, make these stones bread. I know you're hungry. I know you feel hungry. But he didn't act on that. He waited. And as he waited, angels came, and then the strength of God came to him. And then he went back, what? In the power of the Spirit. So it's very important to become less cognizant of your natural feelings. Don't be so hasty or quick to speak and decide on stuff. Learn more to wait upon the Lord. It'll get you past preference to conviction. The more mature we become in our faith, the less God uses signs. You know, Lord, show me a sign. Lord, when I put this fleece out, let it be wet. And let the ground be dry. Okay, that happened. Okay, Lord, one more time, Lord. Now let the fleece be dry and the ground wet, or the ground wet and fleece dry. And God did that too. But that was the state of Gideon's faith. He was in a place where unbelief was governing him, fear. And so God showed him a sign. But as you mature, less and less God gives you signs. And he wants you to believe, just to walk by faith, to trust him. God desires to speak to you on another level. I'll say that again and take it to heart. The Lord desires to speak to you on another level, and that is in your spirit. And you know what? God doesn't always use words. He doesn't always speak in words. Sometimes in impressions, sometimes in unctions, sometimes when you really want to hear God's voice, when you really have a conviction to hear his voice and not just a preference. Well, if you do, you do. If you don't, you don't. You understand what I mean? That's why sometimes you don't go all the way, because you have this preference. Establish convictions. You know, God will find a way to speak to you, make known to you his will for you. I mean, we need to know his will. See, the world needs to see what God can do, because it's seen enough of what man in the church can do. And some of you, he's going to prepare to have lots of resource. But he's got to prepare you first, so that you'll be listening to him and not listening to what your money dictates. Warn them that are rich in this world not to trust in uncertain riches. You fall into divers' lust and drown your soul in perdition, unless God has taught you the way of faith. And faith is a paradox. If you think about two distinct things, God desires to speak to you on another level. Take, for example, the Israelites coming out of Egypt. When they got to the Red Sea, God spoke to Moses. The Israelites didn't have to do anything. They were complaining. They were murmuring. Why did you bring us out? Weren't there enough graves in Egypt? They were surrounded, they were murmuring, they were complaining, they were ready to stone Moses, and Moses lifted up his rod, spoke to the Red Sea, and the sea parted. They went across. Nothing really required of them. But when they came to Jordan and were ready to cross into their promised land, into their inheritance, it was different. The priests, their feet had to touch the water. In other words, there was something required of them in order to part the water. Not just speaking to it and holding up a rod, but put your feet in that water. God desires to speak to you on another level. Amen. Not just to drop it in your lap, but to allow you to work with him. We are workers together with God. And as you have a corresponding action, a work of faith, then that water, that Red Sea or that Jordan River parts. And you go cross into your promised inheritance. How many want to get into their inheritance? Let God speak to you on another level. See, when you win a victory, when you win something, when you find a formula, when something works, take note of that. Study it, meditate on it, because when God shows you one time how to break through, and you realize, you know, all I did was respond to this, or all I did was that. God has shown you how to break through every time. He got to show you again. If you grasp it and you use that same formula, that's the formula to every victory. It doesn't matter whether it's the formula of getting a sore finger healed, or pulling down a stronghold, or casting a mountain into the sea. It's the same formula. So once you learn that, hold fast to it, because you've learned the principle to win every time. As your level of faith increases, the signs decrease. See, here's the difference between preference and conviction. Every miracle starts when you have gone as far as you can go. Amen. It's not going to start if you go halfway. When you have just a preference, it starts when you go all the way. And that's where people see allow fear to come in. How many of God didn't call you out to leave you? He didn't bring you this far to let you go and let you fall and let you be made ashamed. And no, God's desire is to take you in. He brought you out to take you in. He delivered you to set you fully free, to bless you like he promised he would bless. Amen. Not to just leave you hanging. But see, the thing is, when you get out, you cannot go halfway. Miracles start when you go all the way. And you've gone all the way. A good example is Abraham and Isaac. God told him what to do, and he did exactly what God told him. Some that were with him could not go all the way. The young men that were with him, he said, you stay here. I and the lad will go and worship and will return again. He went all the way. His son didn't understand it. He said, but God himself will provide a sacrifice. And I honestly believe as they came up the side of the mountain, the ram was coming up the other side. And if they would have stopped halfway, the provision would have stopped halfway, and they never would have met. So what have you done just halfway? Well, if you're halfway there, your provision is halfway. They're going to meet you. But see, your provision won't meet you halfway. Your provision will meet you when you go all the way, because your provision will be there. It's already done in the spirit. But if you don't go all the way, then it'll never manifest. So some miracles, well, let me say all miracles are when you go all the way. That's why you got to be a person of conviction and not just preference. Too many have preference, but ain't got no manifestation. There's a lot of things we prefer. What have you become convicted about? What you become convicted about is going to manifest, because you will go all the way with your conviction. Go to Luke chapter 5. We'll take a look at an example of the paradox of faith. Remember, a paradox is a statement contradictory to common sense, yet true. Your faith will oftentimes manifest in a contradictory move against common sense, but it's yet true. When you hear the voice of God, when you hear the direction of God, when you hear God speaking, it can be totally contradictory to your common sense. There are people that are, you know, because of the economy, are holding on to things. But you see, when you start to, you know, because of the economy, we got to tighten our belt, we got to pull back, we got to stop doing a lot of things. When you get that mentality, your faith stops working. Your creativity stops working, and you start to limit yourself to what you have in your hand. But when you keep scattering, when you keep operating by faith, when you refuse to stop, guess what? Your faith will go and unlock things that are out there already. I mean, there's no lack in God right now. There's no limitation on God right now. He's the same yesterday. He's the same when the nation was prosperous. He's the same God when you had more money than you knew you could shake a stick at. He's the same God when you had that job where you just had so much money, you know, you didn't know what to do with it. He's the same God that's on the throne when you don't have a job. He's the same God. And if you just limit him to your job and your position, then you are limiting God to your common sense. But faith is a paradox. It's not limited to, nor is it in agreement with your common sense.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-THANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.